I can't hear you. God is good all the times. I said, God is good. For those of you that are here for the 11 o'clock service, I don't know me. I'm Reverend Cecilia Gofadwo. Amen. I'm here on 8 o'clock service. Oh, thank you, Lord. After 25 years, when I graduated from the Liberia Baptist Theological Seminary, one of my daughters entered that seminary and graduated 2005. And she earned a Bachelor of Theology degree from the Liberia Baptist Theological Seminary. She also entered the Cottington University graduate program in Liberia, West Africa, 2010, where she earns her Master's of Education degree with emphasis in administration. January 18, 2012, she earned a certificate in Brain Education, International Brain Education in New York. Presented the one who I'm talking about is the second daughter of Mr. G. Thomas M. Duo. I forgot my husband the last time. And Reverend Cecilia Gofadwo. She was born what? She's about 28 years old now. And her name is Jacqueline. Morning, Jacqueline Duo. For those of you that have been listening to me, I told you I have history behind my calling. I was a lesson preacher, not married, and I had this child. So this child's name is Morning. In our dialect means that's mine. And if you are not married, the church will put you out. So, that's another history, another sermon. And then God blessed me, and the Father decided to make me his wife. So, God blessed me with that. Morning Duo is an ordained minister. She was ordained in 2010. At the Effort Baptist Church in Pince, Liberia. Presently, she's the treasurer of the Ordination Council in Liberia, Providence Baptist Association. She is the treasurer of that group. And she is the minister of music at the Effort Baptist Church. And she also serves as counselor for World Effective Youth Ministry in Liberia. Also instructor at Risk Institute. President Morning Duo, she's teaching at the Grand Bassa University in Liberia. And she is the county chief education officer for one of the counties in Liberia. Morning represents the minister of education in that county. It's like a state. But I tell you, with her determination to work with the young people in that particular county, since she took that position 1 year, her name had not gotten on payroll. You know that? You work no pay for 1 year. So her father had to provide transportation for her to travel to the rural area to be able to work with the teachers in our area. So she's here now to work with the Brain Education Organization and to solicit from Liberians that can help the kids in Riverside with some educational materials they do not have. So if you have some books, anything you have, you can help the kids in Liberia, especially in a rural part. No transportation. It's not easy. So Mona is here, and Mona is a preacher, a young preacher. So she's God going to speak through her. So Mona, let us raise our right hand. Mona, preach the word of God. Let his anointing touch you. God bless. Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. This is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and be glad in it. I bring you greetings from the first, from our great God, the God in whom we all live, the one in whom we all have our being. I bring you greetings from that same great God who taught a faith to wake me up this morning. And not just waking me up, but I know when I woke up, my hands could move. When I opened my eyes, I could see. When my mother spoke, I heard her. And I know he did same for someone this morning. Bring you greetings from the Effort Baptist Church, where we are blessed to be serving as Minister of Music at that church. I'm grateful to God and to Reverend Armstrong again for another opportunity to minister God's word to God's people on God's pulpit. If you have your Bibles, Exodus chapter 14, and I ask that we all please stand. Jesus. Exodus chapter 14. Exodus 14:13-14. But Moses told the people, "Don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. Just stay calm." From this passage, we will share it on the theme, just stand. Just stand. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this time, this day, and this hour. God, as empty as I am, I pray that you will fill me. I pray, O God, that you will speak through me to somebody this day. I pray, O God, that your word will lift somebody, your word will serve as an encouragement to somebody. And Lord, that you and only you will be glorified in Jesus' name. Have your seats. Just stand. We live in a world where there is so much chaos everywhere and every day. No one place is more secure or safer than the other. We live in a world where all you hear on the news or television, since I've been here, I would say, shooting, suicide news, house on fire, someone killing another, or someone being threatened. We live in a world where innocent lives are taken without regret. Leaving mothers, fathers, siblings, and children in tears. We live in a world where every day brings with it new problems and troubles. The world we live in now is full of confusion, headaches, heartaches, trauma, mental problems, and so much negative vices. But what do you do when you find yourself in these situations? What do you see? Our passage under consideration begins with Moses saying to the children of Israel, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the deliverance of the Lord. Stand still, do not waver. Do not fret, do not shake, keep your hope alive. Just stand still and see the deliverance of the Lord." Imagine yourself being trapped in a situation that appears hopeless. And someone saying to you, "Stand still." Instead of telling you, "Run for your life or find a solution," they tell you, "Stand still." But two questions come to mind. What prompted the statement that Moses made, and why? In our Bibles, we all know that the children of Israel, they have been in Egypt and the kind of life they were living. They have been exiled for a long time, living in fear, disgrace, shame, torment, tumult, abuse. And God has finally heard their cry and decided to deliver them. They are on their way to freedom, and I believe they were singing, "Free at last, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last." But in Exodus 14 says that while they were on their way, God had another conversation with Moses. In Exodus 41 to 4, God says to Moses, "Even though I have already said go this route, but I want you to change." He says, "Take another route so that Pharaoh will think that you people are trapped." He says, "Because I have a plan. Instead of going the route that I told you before, take the group on the other end, and then I, God, will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will chase after you." He says, "I have planned this in order to display my glory through Pharaoh and his whole army. After this, the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, God tells Jeremiah in a message to the Israelites, he says, "Even as you are in Babylon," he says, "I know you're going to be here for years, but I have a plan for you. There are plans of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. There are things that God will allow us to go through to display to the world, our families and friends, and even those who we consider or who consider themselves our enemies, that He's God. There are situations that God will allow us to go through because He is preparing us for something greater, for something bigger, for something better, for something brighter, marvelous, wonderful, and extraordinary. He may allow us to walk through the valleys. We may have to climb steeper mountains. We may have to travel along crooked paths. All because God wants to show to us or to someone that He's God. That He's about to reveal His glory." The Bible says that the Egyptians pursued the Israelites. Just as God has said to Moses, and caught up with them at the Red Sea. When the Israelites looked behind, they saw the Egyptians. And realizing that the sea was before them, they knew that they were trapped. They had no means of escape. It was surrender to the Egyptians or die by drowning. Have you ever been in such a situation before? thinking that you are escaping, only to realize that another one is approaching or is just around the corner. Like the saying, from the frying pan to the fire. The Israelites began to grumble Moses. Why did you act like the hero you are not? Why did you fool us by making us to believe in you? We left our comfort. Now Egypt seemed to have been a comfort for them. We left our comfort to come and die in the wilderness. If we had died in Egypt, at least we would have had a befitting burial. We would have had grave. But now there will be no one to bury us if we are killed. They sound just like someone saying to God, why did you bring me out of one problem that I've already adjusted to another that will take time for me to adjust to? God, I asked you for a child. I did not ask you for a new son. God, I asked you for a wife. He has finally given it. He said, not a nagging one. God, I asked you for a husband, not a grumpy one. I asked you for a job to make a living, not a stressful and over-authoritative boss. What prompted that statement? And why that statement? You know, when you have been in crisis and God proved to be God in that situation, then your level of confidence, faith, and trust in God increases. When you have been through a hurricane and survived it, your level of trust in God increases when another is coming, because you know that God will deliver you. When you have been up in a plane and a pilot tells you that we have technical problems and we have to turn around, the plane turns around and the pilot tells you that we will be landing in 5 minutes. But instead of 5 minutes, it is taking long. And you are sitting there tense, terrified, and reminding God of his word. He said that wherever I go, you are there. God, you say that you are God of everything and everywhere. You are God of the sea. You are God of the mountains. You are God in the valley. You are God of the land. You are even God up in the air. You will not bring me this far to leave me. You will not bring me in the middle of the water to let me drown. You said that I will be the head and not the tail. I will be above and not beneath. And you know that after a while, the plane lands. Because God is faithful to his word. If you find yourself in another situation like that, your faith in God increases when others are frightened. Instead of being scared, you are calm because you know and trust that God is in control. And he will show up just on time. Because he did it before and he can still do it today. Because I'm told he was God yesterday, he's God today, and forever he will remain God. So when you have gone through such situation and God proved himself, you are bold to tell someone that it's so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. If you have been in a situation like that and God proved himself, you are able to tell someone, says, my hope is built on nothing less. And on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other grounds will sink in sand. When you have gone through problems like that and God proved himself, you are bold to tell someone or ask them, are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Because he is a friend that's well known. Because of past experiences, Moses had faith in God. He had faith that God was going to deliver them. The Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But I will put it this way, faith is not knowing if you will see the next day. But then you go to bed telling your family members, we will see in the morning. Faith is not knowing whether you're going to be affected the next morning on the job market, whether when you wake up the next morning you will not have a job, but when you leave your office, you tell your workmates that we will catch up in the morning. Though it had not happened, but that's faith. Moses knew that it was going to happen. So he says to the Israelites, stand still. From the passage, there was no other way open to Israel on the north, south, east, or west. But there was a way out, and that way was upward. And the deliverance came. David says in Psalm 121, verse 1, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. We may be in a way of duty, following God and hastening toward heaven. Yet we may be troubled on every side. But the good news is that though we are pressed on every side by trouble, Paul says that we are not crushed. Even if we are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We may be hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We may get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Some of the Israelites cry unto God. Others cry against Moses. But Moses says, fear you not. Stand still. Think not to save yourself either by fighting or flying. Wait for God's order and observe them. For those who wait on the Lord, Isaiah 40:31 says, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. Compose yourself. Be confident in God. If God brings his people into a battle, he will find a way to bring them out. Where I find myself working right now, it's my county of origin. I've never lived there before. But the opportunity came to go home to work. And those from there, others heard I was going back home, and they was, you have to be careful. You need to be prayerful. And people said all kinds of things to kind of scare me. But I kept telling myself, if God is taking me there at this time, it's because he's going to protect me while I'm there. He's going to take over my walking, my sitting, and everything I'm going to do. So, Moses says to the Israelites, stand still. I know to someone, it may sound foolish to just stand still when the walls are pressing in on you. It may seem foolish to stand still when you have so much against you. But I'm encouraging you to stand still. Because of these two. See, whatever you are going through, see it as a battle that belongs to God. Whatever you are going through right now, I want you to see it as a battle that belongs to God. Exodus 4 verse 13a, Moses told the people, don't be afraid, stand still, and watch the Lord rescue you. They didn't have to fight for themselves because the Lord took over the fight. When the Lord takes over a fight, he will fight it for you. You only need to stand still. The Bible says that Jehoshaphat was king of Judah, and there were many armies against them, and he was terrified. And the Bible says that he ordered a fast. And while they were praying, the Spirit of the Lord came upon a guy by the name of Jahaziel. And the word of the Lord came to him saying, tell them not to be afraid. They should not be discouraged. Because this battle is not theirs to fight. It is the Lord's. And the Bible says that all they needed to do according to that passage was, he said, tomorrow march out. Take your position But just stand still. And the Lord will give you victory. The Bible says that the Israelites were threatened, and there were no one to face the giant Goliath. But the Bible says that little David, because of his past experiences, he came up, faced the challenge, but then he said, this is the Lord's battle. Israel, it is not ours to fight. It is the Lord's battle. How can someone just come stand up and insult the God we serve? This is the Lord's battle. And he will give it to us. See, whatever you're going through as a battle that belongs to God. For a songwriter wrote, I've been through the fire. And I've been through the floor. I've been broken into pieces. And I've seen lightning flash from above. You know, but through it all, I remember that he loves me and he cares. And he will never put anything on me, put more on me than I can bear. He will never put on you what you cannot bear. If he sends it your way, it is because he's going to fight it for you. If he sends hardship your way, it is because he's going to bring you through. Another songwriter wrote that, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, I've learned to trust in God. And through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. Another one said that if I just hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, I know that the victory shall be mine. I know that the walls are pressing in on you, but sometimes you need to just speak out in faith and say, if I just stand up and if I just hold my peace and remain calm with faith, I know that God is going to see you through. You know, there's no problem too big for God. Sometimes we go through those problems all because we limit the God we serve. But I'm told that he's too big and our arms cannot go around him. Whatever we do, we cannot even go above him, nor can we go beneath him, because we serve a very big God. Whatever you're going through, even though it's a battle that belongs to God, it is temporary. It is temporary. 14 verse 13b says, The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again. It is just for a while. It is not meant to last forever. It may be brought our way, like the song says, to break us, melt us, mold us, and fix us until we come forth as shining gold. Just as weeping may endure for a night and joy gonna come in the morning, see your crisis as such. See your crisis as a sandpaper. Though it is rough, it may cut you, it may wound you, but when its job is done, you will come forth shining and smooth. Your backbiters that you see today, you will see them no more. The gossipers in your life, you will see them no more. The fools that are against you today, you will see them no more. Those who sit on your knee, because we have people like that, because they don't have work to do, all they can do is jump from one place to the next just talking about people. Those who sit on your name today, they are just for a while. Because you know what? They will soon get tired with your name and they're going to jump on another person's name. Those who are seeking your downfall today, whether in your family or at your job site, you will see them no more. Because God is going to raise up a standard against them. When you find yourself faced with crises beyond your understanding, what do you do? When you wake up one morning to hear on the local news that 26 persons have been shot by an individual believed to have mental problems, what do? When you have sent your child, your mother or your spouse to school or work, and listening to the news, you hear that one of the 26 shot is your loved one, what do? when you are trying all you can to right the wrong that you may have done, but people still continue to see only the wrong, what do you do? When you are trying your best to be the kind of person that God has called you to be, but others continue to say negative things about you, refusing to see that you are striving to be your best, and there are distractors everywhere, what do you do? When you are trying to live by standards at your place of work, and others are being sluggish, what do you do? When it seems that you have gone out of prayer for that one thing, and it is yet to be resolved, what do you do? When you feel that the problem has been solved only to wake up and see there are more problems, what do you do? When it appears that God has finally answered your prayers, only to look back and see the enemies coming at you, what do you do? Like Moses said to the Israelites during the period of crisis, I say to you today, even as you are going through your crisis, just stand and watch the Lord deliver you. Amen. To the Israelites, Moses' instruction might have sounded foolish. It may even be sounding that way to you today. But I say, just stand. Donnie McCoggin sang this song. What do you do when you have done all you can? And it seems like it's never enough. What do you say when your friends turn away and you are all alone? What do you give when you have given your all and it seems like you can't make it through? How can you smile while your heart has been broken and filled with pain? He says, you just stand. Stand when there's nothing left to do. Just stand and watch the Lord see you through. Stand and endure, for God has a purpose and a plan for you. Don't you give up. Stand through the storm. Stand through the rain. Stand through the hurt. Stand through the pain. Stand through heartache. Stand through headache. Don't you bow. Don't you bend. Don't you give up. And don't give in. Hold on, just be strong. God will step in, and guess what? It won't be long. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the hardest storms of doubt and fear are sealed, by the living word of God, I shall be free. Standing on the promises of God. The word says that I'm more than a conqueror. The word says that I can do all things and anything through him who strengthens me. His word says that he's not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should change his mind. Whatever God says, he will do. And whatever God promised will definitely come to pass. His word says, because he is for me, no man, no one can stand against me. His word says he is my shield and defender. He is my refuge in the time of storm. He is my strong tower when I'm weak. He makes me strong. He is my way when there seems to be no way. His word says he is possibility in the midst of impossibility. His word says he is hope in hopeless situations. He is peace in the time of storm. I hear someone say, my enemies are encroaching on me. I say to you, just stand. Because the Lord will make your enemies your first too. I feel like giving up because my best seems like to be the worst. Just stand because God sees the best in you. When everyone else around you only see the worst in you. I'm discouraged because even as I'm trying my best to be a good person, there are some people who just can't stop talking about me. Just stand because I will say they also talk about Christ. Monday, I had tuition problem. Tuesday was a bad day on the job. Wednesday, I had not met up with my bills. Thursday, the landlord came for his rent. I have not paid for 3 months. Friday, my doctor, I had to see the doctor for emergency. Saturday was the worst day of the week. Sunday, don't know where the food will come from for my family. Just stand because Jehovah Jireh is his name. And he will provide your needs. I've just lost a loved one. My marriage is falling apart. My family is always fighting. I cannot stay on any job, and it's troubling. Just stand. You are faced with crisis beyond understanding. Just stand. Like I said earlier, you woke up this morning and you hear on the news that your child was the one shot and you are downhearted. I say, just stand. Because God has promised to be a comfort to the comfortless, hope to the hopeless, mother to the motherless, and father to the fatherless. When you are trying all you can to right the wrong, but people continue to see the worst, just stand. Stand in the midst of atrocities. Stand in the midst of adversary. Stand in the midst of opposition. For I'm told that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Just stand, because the battle is the Lord's. And it is just for a while. Your deliverance is just around the corner. Your breakthrough is just a feet away from you. When you have done all you can, and there's nothing left to do, just stand in Jesus' name.